There are Indians today who are using the term genocide, ethnic cleansing. The position of the whites committed genocide, the whites committed ethnic cleansing. But I've looked at that. I'm not an expert on genocide or ethnic cleansing, but if you look at the Dakota warfare, they were attacking across the frontier, not just Milford, but Lake Chetek, Rendell County, way up in, up toward Port Ripley, in that direction. They were attacking across frontier, and some of them were killing everybody. And if that isn't ethnic cleansing, but I don't know. How, if I could say I was qualified to be an expert, I might say, yes, both were, or this wasn't, and this was. I don't. All I'm saying is that it's very similar. And if you look at the Indians were forced marched to Mankato. The Indians taken to Fort Snelling were not forced marched. It took about 7 days to travel that, maybe 140 miles, 20 miles a day. That's not a great distance to travel, and there was food along the way. But compare that to the people who were taken captive by the Dakota Indians near St. Peter, around Milford area, New Ulm area, and forced marched up the river to Camp Release. There was another forced march that nobody talks about. It's very similar to both sides. And that's why I'm saying that I believe that the key is understanding, treating everybody respectfully and truthfully. And I think it's got to start with Minnesota Historical Society. This year, this 2012 event, I hope it will go back to the history roots. Take the politics out of it, deal with it from a historical aspect.